Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Blue Collar BS, and I am your award-winning co-host, Brad, and we have the other award-winning co-host,
Steve,
in Detroit, Michigan, here to bring you another fun-filled, exciting, great episode of the Blue Collar BS podcast to our tens and tens and tens of listeners that we appreciate and love and adore. So thank you for all your support and all of your comments and follow-ups, etc. So thank you all.
Yes, we appreciate them.
So, Mr. Doyle, what's going on today in Motor City?
Well, today in the Motor City, let's see here. It's are we in January or November? I forget which month we're in.
Well, it depends on when you're recording in November.
Yes.
Debuting in January.
We're right at the ass end of kind of tolerable weather before it starts to turn. So it is turned to the months of grayness with rain and wind.
Yep. I might have one last round of golf tomorrow.
Yep. I'm going mountain biking. So that'll be good. Or not really mountain biking, but more cross country biking.
I was going to say, there's not a lot of mountains in your part of Michigan.
And not a lot of mountains. We just like to throw these trails in the woods and, you know, there's a little bit of elevation, but not a whole lot. And then, you know, we go through the pastures, the farmers' fields, things like that. So
cool. Chased by cows. Perfect.
Yep. Yep. Every now and then a coyote. So we're good.
I can't believe how fast they are.
Exactly.
So this episode here, we're targeting a January start. So it's a new year and kind of talk pre-show. What better way to start a new year and work on your leadership journey and or better employee or better customer service than to think about the language you're using?
Correct.
So start out explaining about language in general there, Mr. Doyle, as you are the EQ professional here on the show.
Oh, EQ. Wow. Woo. Well, when we talk language, we're not just the what's spoken. It's also anything that's observable, like how we act, how we feel, how we portray that. Exactly. You know, are you shocked? Are you, you know, your mannerisms all come into that. Your tonality comes into that play. And for me, like language, like if somebody's just talking, but they add a little bit of wine to it, not, you know, the grape juice type wine. We're talking about, you know, the kind of wine.
Stop talking about your daughters.
Bingo. Right. But we're talking about that wine that just in your ear, like, no, wrong. No, we're not doing this type language. Like all of those components go into language. Right. So they all have an effect in how we communicate with someone else, the responses they receive, the responses we receive from them, and how our conversations become fluid. So that to me, in a roundabout way, is everything about language. It's everything that is observable and hearable, if you will. And, you know, for those that like to sign, obviously you can sign with an attitude. I've seen it. It's pretty cool. Go to those rap shows where you actually have people where they're signing concerts. It's amazing.
And we are an auditory show. So
use your imagination. Go look it up. That's what I want you to do. I want you to go look that up. So
yes, the fun I always have, you know, when my wife yells at me from time to time on different things, I'm like, if you just take it to court and read back the transcript,
are you going to throw the replay flag? Replay flag?
What were the words I said?
But it's the way the way you said it.
It's the way you said it, though, is the problem.
Oh, okay.
But those were not the words, right? So how people receive your message allows them to tell the story in their brain. So that's why you need to have two-way communication and conversations versus one-way autocratic conversations with employees, team members, customers, et cetera, because a customer may hear one thing mm-hmm. and you may have a different expectation than they do. An example, one of the words that you should take out of your language in 2025, unless you really, really mean it.
What?
And even if you mean it, you shouldn't use it, is the word try. Yeah. To me, when somebody says I'll try to do that, that means go get bent. I have no intention of ever doing that job or taking on that task at all, because you've given yourself a built-in excuse not to do it.
You're saying we need to leverage and listen to what Yoda says? Do or do not. There is no try. It might be, but
that might we'll be run with a it. Trademark violation, but I'm not sure.
But let's dive into that a little bit more, right? Because when we talk about the word try, right, it's what is it really saying about us when we say, yeah, I'll try, right?
I'm not committed. I'm not committed to this. I might be afraid. I might not know how. So if you have a staff member, employee, or customer, or whomever telling you they're going to try to do something, you need to dig deeper. Mm-hmm. You need to understand really what is going on here. And you can be an asshole and get them to commit to something, which I've done with my team members in the past, where it's like, I'll try to get that done. So are you going to get it done for me, or are you not going to get it done
right.
for me? I don't care what the answer is. Just tell me what the answer is. Right? Are you going to get it done today, or are you going to get it done on Thursday? Doesn't matter to me which day you choose. I just need to know which day you're going to get it done. Cool. But what day are you going to get it to me?
Yep. You can expect it on a Friday. Yep.
Perfect. Then I can expect it on Friday. Yep. On a Friday, right. Sometime in the calendar year of some sort in some place. Now you're just being an ass.
Now I'm being an ass. Now I'm being the number one. Right. But
yes, but the word try needs to come out of your vocabulary, because it gives everybody an out to not do the thing.
Yeah.
That's expected.
Yeah. So when we shift away from try, it basically is making us look like we have a stronger sense of responsibility. We have more confidence and determination. And that's what people ultimately are looking for.
Right. Do what you say what you do. So the whole election season, everybody's all up in arms. I don't care about the words they use. What I care right. about are the actions they act. What actually truly happens. We can say all the words, but until the actions match, it doesn't yep. matter.
Exactly.
What's a word that you'd want to take out of people's vocabulary?
Oh, gosh. I would love to take out we'll see.
That's very similar to try, isn't it?
It is. It is very similar to try, but it is, I find it to be more common than try. Yep, we'll see. We shall see. Yep, we shall see. We shall see that you have done absolutely jack all nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Well, it's going to work out exactly like it is today, because you did nothing to impact the future.
Exactly. Outcome. Exactly.
We'll see. All right. Now I know how to piss you off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Steve, are you working on that guest? Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Yep. Yep. I'm going to have that done today. We'll see.
Uh-huh. That's a no.
It is a no. It is,
that is a hard no. So why don't you just come out and say no? Why? What do you think from your training experiences, et cetera? Why do you think it's so difficult for people to say no when asked to do something?
Because they don't want to let someone else down. So they think by pacifying them with the we'll see, that the hope that they're portraying that somebody will do that. But if you're consistently day in, day out going, well, we'll see, we already know what that answer is.
And how does that help build trust in a team or trust in an environment?
It doesn't build trust. Well, it does. Let's put it this way. It does build trust. They trust that the answer is no, and it's never going to happen. So anytime you open your mouth and say, we'll see, they trust that the answer is not happening.
So anybody who's a leader out there, and you just heard the try and we'll see, and that's your go-to to not direct and lead your team is already telling themselves the story that you're not a leader mm-hmm. and we're not going to follow you. And no matter what you say and when you say it, it's not going to happen.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So just think about that and how that actually impacts everything that's going on for you.
What's another word or phrase you don't want to see in language moving forward?
One for me that I hear is, let's circle back to this. Let's circle back. And and honestly, it's like, why are we circling back? Why didn't we just freaking deal with it right then? Why didn't we take the responsibility to actually pause and deal with it? But no, we just kicked the can down the road. And now we've got to quote unquote circle back to the problem. We have to have another meeting to circle back because we couldn't deal with it to begin with initially. So now I've got all this inefficiency, more wasted meetings, more meetings that could have just been an email or a text because we've got to circle back.
Sound like an angry tone there, Steve.
We've got to circle back. Oh, somebody, you want to hit hot buttons today. Let's go. LFG.
Let's go, baby. No, that was an episode a while
ago. That's right.
That was the end of the year show. That's the LFG end of the year.
So, Brad, what's a word for you that you want to see removed?
I want to see the word help.
Help? Isn't that a song?
Yes, it is. So, particularly on the sales side and or on the leadership side, if you're trying to tell your customers, well, we're going to help you solve that problem, immediately they're on the defensive.
Uh-huh.
Because if I say, Steve, I'm going to help you, dye your hair.
Yep.
The immediate opportunity is, well, my hair sucks, so therefore I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So help from one way to the other is a word that creates negativity in many cases and puts people on guard.
It does.
And I learned this from one of our past guests, Andy Wines, back in the day in his book. Yeah. He's got out there, Words Fucking Matter. And he taught me that from the military perspective that, guys in the military, they don't want your help. What they want is your support. What people want is your support to go down the path that they believe is the right path or direction to guide them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the here's it is. We need your support to accomplish the mission.
Right.
We're more than capable of doing the thing, making it happen, and finding the opportunity. And too often in sales pitches and in leadership meetings and going through L10 meetings, what help do you need to solve that problem?
I don't need your damn help.
How many people in an L10 meeting or in a stand-up toolbox meeting are going to raise their hand and say, yep, I need help?
Not too many.
And then you go out the rest of the day and nothing happens. And then the leader, the foreman are like, well, I asked you if you needed any help and you didn't tell me you needed any. Well, mm-hmm. I didn't need any help. What I needed was support because I needed another body. I didn't need help. I just needed support for X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
So the word help is very dangerous and I don't like it because it creates a negative connotation.
Mm.
But it puts people in defensive mode right away.
It's interesting. So I was recently listening to a podcast and something weird. I was listening to one of our podcasts. Was I listening to ours? I mean, I could have, but the answer is no, I wasn't at the time. But I was one thing that was brought up is think of your partner saying, I need help. Does your partner ever going to say, I need help? Your spouse, your loved ones, do they really tell you I need help? No, they usually don't. What are they telling you? I'm fine. You look at them, you know they're not fine.
Oh, don't go down that. Don't go down the I'm fine. Don't go down with the I'm fine path either. Those are,
I would love to see the phrase I'm fine removed because we're not fine. We're not fine at all.
Do you need help with that? Nope, I'm fine. I'm good.
I'm fine. Okay. And you can even do it in a tone like, yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I get it. You're not, but you know what? You're not wanting to communicate with me what the problem is. So I'm going to take it at face value because I know you're not fine, but you're not telling me that what the problem is. So you don't want to talk about it.
Now you're just an asshole.
So peace out, Girl Scout. Let's go. Yeah, okay. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Wow.
Yep. I'm fine, Brad. I'm fine. I'm fine. I got it. I'm fine.
I wish you did. I have far less of my plate. Yeah, I had a client. That's what he said every time to answer, and his partner, she hated it. The rest of the team hated it. You bring a question, you bring an answer. So Bob, what do you think if we do do solution A? It's fine. It's fine. I didn't ask you if it was fine. I want to know what you thought about solution A. Should we do solution A or not? Yes or no? Oh, it's fine. And then 2 weeks later, you're bitching and complaining about something because you didn't take the time to voice your opinion or share your emotions about it because you didn't want to have conflict, didn't want to do whatever. Healthy conflict in communication is good. What Steve just ranted about is not healthy conflict. For those paying attention, just so you know, that is not healthy conflict.
It really is not.
But healthy conflict in between leaders, individual contributors, and leader to leader, peer to peer, it's all good. You need to have it.
Mm-hmm. We don't agree 100% of the time. We don't. We may see eye to eye on 60% of the things. The other 40%, we either will say, "Yeah, that's fine. Okay, whatever. That's good." It's not because we're too worried about the ramifications and, oh, what are they going to think? I don't know. Oh, they're going to get upset. Okay, let them get upset. But you know what? Because being upset, it's temporary until you work through it. And that's all it is. It's all in the tonality and the phrasing and the words you choose to help solve what's going on.
And the key statement there is the words you choose is a choice. The things that come out of your mouth from the vernacular you use, you get to decide. And too often we make it an unconscious behavior versus a conscious behavior. So our goal for everybody for 2024 is eliminate some of this crap language. Be conscious about it. Think about how many times you use the word try, we'll see, circle back, it's fine, help. All those words that can bring out reactions that you're not looking for or lack of commitment. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. It's like when you buy a red car, you see all the red cars. Pay attention to how much that happens in your workplace, how much that goes through, and then ponder how come you're frustrated with work not being done or completed, or activities taking place, or whatever it might be that's in your environment. Rest assured, it's coming around. A lot of it is based around your language, which then creates expectations. Mm-hmm. Because if Steve tells me he's going to have it to me by Friday, as being the asshole he was, instead of this Friday, you know, the upcoming Friday that everybody and their brother understood it to be, versus I'll try to get it to you, the expectation is way different. The accountability is way different on both sides of that relationship. So it's a new year, new language, folks. And Steve, thank you for the conversation. And until next time, have a great weekend mountain biking and don't hurt yourself or get eaten by coyotes.
Oh, I plan on it.
All right. Perfect, sir. Talk to you later.
Yep. Later.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.